This next story is set in the basement of Kelly Trinkle's house. Trinkle lives in North Woodstock in the White Mountains, and her basement isn't all that remarkable a place, except for what happened inside of it last April. NHPR's Todd Bookman has the story.
There are things nobody wants to find in the basement. A guy with an axe, a pile of snakes, water.
I ran down like I usually do, check the oil, and I jumped into a foot of water.
Last April, Kelly Trinkle went down to check the heating oil tank. She found a lake in her basement. She looked around. Maybe a pipe had broken or something. But there was nothing.
It is silent and eerie, and it's all come up from the groundwater. Nothing is leaking, and it's freaking me out.
Kelly Trinkle lives in the house her grandfather built in 1966, the year before she was born. In all that time, she says there has never been water in the basement, dry as a bone. She and her husband spent the next 2 days down there, using a sump pump to get the water out. Then, just as they have the basement basically dry...
I heard this like, water coming in, and I was like, what is that sound? So I went over to the window wells, and there was water, like, flowing down from the window wells down to the ground.
They scrambled for some buckets. They tried to duct tape the windowsill. They also took some video.
We're trying all these things. We're like stuffing towels in, and it's coming in like a waterfall.
So where did you think the water was coming from?
We had no idea. Listen, when you've got something like that going on that's never happened before in your life, I was in shock.
At its peak, the water line reached 16 inches in the basement. Trinkle did the math.
It was over 15,500 gallons of water in my basement.
The sump pump wasn't able to keep up. Worried about the furnace, she called 911. The Woodstock Fire Department arrived.
Four fire trucks, 12 guys, they come down to our basement and they're like, oh my gosh, what? I was like, guys, I don't know. Yes, Kelly, this is an emergency. You know, you should have called us. And I said, okay. And then they went right out and got all the shovels from their trucks and went out into the field and started diverting the water to go away from our house and across the field.
The firefighters dug a couple of trenches. Meanwhile, the Trinkles stood in the yard watching this scene go down, totally helpless. Trinkle claims one of the firefighters said to her, you know, the water, it's coming from the ice castles.
I was like, oh my God, you're right. And then I was like, oh my God. And then I got upset. Then I got upset.
The ice castles. It's a tourist attraction just up the road from the Trinkles. In this promotional video, you see people walking through massive ice arches and ice structures, going down ice slides. At night, the frozen castles are lit up with lights. There are sleigh rides. It's like a fantasy land. It's gorgeous. The company behind Ice Castles is based in Utah. It operates six seasonal locations in North America. In New Hampshire, Ice Castles set up shop in Lincoln for five winters. But in 2018, the company bought a farm in North Woodstock, just a few doors down from Kelly Trinkle. That winter, ice artisans used, according to the company's water bill, 8.5 million gallons of water to construct the castles. Where that water ended up come spring is now in dispute.
This is a lot of water.
Trinkle set out in her boots through the woods to try to find the source of the water in her basement. She took video.
Wow, this is deep right here.
Trinkle claims these videos show water streaming directly from the edge of the ice castle's property through the woods onto her property. That all the snow and ice and water used to operate the attraction saturated the ground.
And a path that I have followed all the way to my house and to my basement windows and to my basement, which is completely flooded.
The Trinkles are using this as evidence in a lawsuit filed against Ice Castles. They're seeking $100,000 in damages. But the company has a different version of events. It declined an interview request, but in legal documents, Ice Castles denies that the water that ended up in the basement was from its property. For starters, it says the ice castles were still largely frozen in mid-April. Instead, Ice Castles argues that the water came from a nearby wetlands, that it had rained in the days before, and that a nearby culvert, recently replaced, may have changed the normal volume and direction of water. After examining the property with Ice Castles employees, the North Woodstock Board of Selectmen they came to the same conclusion. The town's lawyers wrote Trinkle a letter. They told her to stop bringing the issue up at public meetings. Kelly Trinkle calls it a cover-up.
Because they want the tourism dollars in this, you know, small town. Of course they do. And I'm not against tourism, but I'm against everybody covering up for ice castles flooding my home when I'm a longtime resident. I've lived here my entire life. And to cover up a multi-million dollar company who flooded my home, I can't sleep at night.
Right now, Trinkle's biggest concern isn't the lawsuit or the flooding from last April. It's what's going to happen this April when things thaw out again. A couple of years ago, Trinkle says she took her daughter to tour the ice castles at its previous location. They both loved the experience. But now, the effect, the frozen world, it's ruined.
You know, they tout this magical place, and it is really pretty at night with all the LED lights. But I wasn't too happy. It kind of ruined the fairy tale for me, to say the least.
Trinkle's lawsuit is penciled to go to trial this summer. By then, the ice should be all gone. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.